Oh, that's why. Why, hello, everybody. It is currently 12:03. As you can see, I'm a little tired. I forgot my mic was off. But we're all doing good now. This is Tolstoy. DJ Tolstoy. And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I'm currently back and subbing again for a different show and a much more reasonable time. So whoever's watching, I hope you enjoy. We've got some more neat beats coming along your way, and I definitely hope you enjoy. We're gonna start with some St. Pepsi and go from there. Right? Why, anyway, I hope you enjoy.
Somebody else's quest. And the clock kept ticking slowly, and leaned over to ask me if I even had a clue where I was. Well, I down on your wood floors, and my brain and body took course, and the night ended as though it never was. It all began to feel the same.
I hope you enjoyed these superb beats, or at least more than mediocre. We started in with some vaporwave, of course, as per the DJ Tolstoy style, with St. Pepsi's Fantasy from the album Hit Vibes, and that was actually my first St. Pepsi album. I'm pretty sure they've changed their name since then, but I kind of still want to call it St. Pepsi. I feel like there's something, there's like a statement there or something. And when it's midnight and you just had a coffee from the super hipster coffee shop, The Res, you start thinking about these things. Probably a bad idea, but well, you know, we'll live. And then the next song was Cry Like a Ghost by Passion Pit. Actually, when I was making this playlist, I always mess it up and think that it's Constant Conversations. It's both off their disc Gossamer, and also, fun fact, if I remember this correctly, Passion Pit is actually based in Boston, which I think is a pretty darn cool thing. It's definitely, their fame kind of, I wouldn't say fell, but this is probably one of their high points of the albums, that and Manners, but they did make their album Kindred, which was also pretty darn good. Not as good as Gossamer, in my opinion, or Manners, but what can you do? Next, we're coming in with some That Poppy, and I hope you enjoy. I just need to make sure I am doing the right, correct thing right here.
I'm not afraid to
I hope you enjoyed. This was, first we had that Poppy's single, Everybody Wants to Be Poppy. Even though it was not in her EP Bubble Bath, it definitely is on her channel and recommend you check it out. The funny thing is, I feel like she's more popular for her supposed Illuminati connections than her music, so I strongly recommend you check it out and recommend the music when you actually, hear about her. Thing is, I think it's always a risk when you kind of have, I mean, I'm just gonna say it's a little bit of a gimmick. It's kind of like to get you into and hearing the name of the artist before like you actually get into the music, which is a double-edged sword, because then if people only remember you for the Illuminati and that crazy chick who interviews a plant, then well, it's kind of hard to kind of decouple yourself that. Luckily, I think her music carries her on, and so that's awesome. And the second was Black Keys, this very old album, I think, well, comparatively. This was Countdown from their album The Big Come Up. I actually have to admit, I hadn't really listened much to the Black Keys, but saw this on Pandora, and I thought it was pretty darn cool. It is now 12:20 after the midnights. Isn't that great? And we're just going to get into some more music. Next we got some Brad Sucks and a little bit of my favorite band. People who know me who are listening to this right now are so gonna guess who that next band is because the song after that. Oh, you know. I spam it all the time. But anyway, I hope you hope you enjoy. Man, I shouldn't have had coffee.
Making
Those were the next two little song groups of the instance of time. That, yes, that works. The first one was Brad Sucks, Making Me Nervous, from the disc I don't Know What I'm Doing. And that probably, in those three names, probably defines my life. Just a little bit, or at least me as a freshman, or at least me as always. I don't think it just started in college. And the next one was Metric, and Metric song Empty from the album Live It Out. Again, one of my favorite albums, though that's not saying much because I practically love like all of them. But either way, that's another thing for another day. But next will be our obligatory PSAs. Well, double, because we are currently trying to get some donations up in here to keep the free form flowing. Luckily, they have actually a script for this one. Currently, our automation system's and a little bit on the fritz. Not too bad, but a little bit on the fritz. There's been some clipping, so luckily, got this here. So, from Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, funk to punk, blues, classic rock, or even J-pop, I feel. WMFO DJs play it all. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep local nonprofit freeform radio on the air. All donations are completely tax deductible, and $10 or more will get you gifts from WMFO in return. You can donate online at donate.wmfo.org and check out all the rewards we offer there. Or you can email a check to WMFO Attention Donations, P.O. Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts 012155. Thank you so much for your support. I thank you. This is like, it's like Kickstarter, only like you get like music like immediately in return. Think about that. That is like super chill. And for our next one, here's an autumn outdoor exercise PSA for all you active people out there. Or people who are planning to work out right before New Year's resolutions come around, but you're getting a head start. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. It's very true. That's a very good idea. I must confess, I've been skipping my spin classes lately, and that's never a good idea. But, you know, as some of you might have known, I did a 2 to 3 a.m. sub the night before. And, well, somehow a 6:30 a.m. wake up just did not seem very practical. But that's just excuses for me. But you were not here to hear excuses. You were here to hear music, and that is what I shall bring you. We're gonna get into some yeah, and I hope you gather some enjoyment out of this. Thank you for listening. This is WMFO in Medford.
Oh,
Well, so that was next little block of songs. The first one was the Yeah Yeah Yeahs with Y Control from their album Fever to Tell. To be honest, I haven't really been keeping up with them, but I had this one like phase where I literally had like probably Fever to Tell and It's Blitz, and like I was set with the world. And so that was one of the songs. Another one, definitely one of my favorite songs off this album, Panic of the Disco's LA Devotee from their album Death of a Bachelor. I believe this is their most recent album. I don't know. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty darn sure, and I'll take that. But anyway, time for the next round of music. Definitely hope you enjoyed that one. So the first one was coming in with Phoenix's song Armistice from Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix. This is definitely one of their like famous albums. Like I remember, like this wasn't like their famous single. Like it was more, it was 1901, but and man, did that get blasted when WFNX was still an alternative station. Rest in Pepperonis, my good alternative friend that inducted me into Metric Vampire Weekend and probably actually made me into the DJ I am today. I bothered all my friends in elementary school, actually, like, because I was like, look at this hip new music. And like, they were like, stop it, Rose. Stop it. And I'm like, no, you gotta hear these sweet tunes and stuff like that. And I don't think I've stopped bothering my friends ever. I don't think I've ever stopped bothering them ever. But anyway, and then the second one was Chartreuse from Capital Cities from their disc in A Tidal Wave of Mystery. This is again one of their famous album, but not so famous track off it. You'll probably actually we have heard Safe and Sound. Definitely the mainstream stations played it a lot, and to another degree Kangaroo Court, which didn't get played a lot, but I'd say definitely they made a music video for it. I bet it was just famous just somewhere else. But anyway, we're gonna come in with some foreign cool tunes soon. This is gonna be the first bout, and I hope you enjoy. All right, just going to turn on that.
Now 뻥치지 마라 양치기 소년같이 사방을 전전하며 blah blah 동해도 내가 다이빙하면 아담한 포장 죄다 박살 내라 click clack boom
Come on everybody just tap tap to somebody 아무리 죽을 힘을 다해서 덤벼도 tap tap 또 안돼 안돼 제대로 놀아줘
This will be big
늘 일이만 봐
Be big pimp 박수 치고 손 들어 이건 반케인 탄신할 때까지 계속 싸워
well. I hope you enjoyed. This is the second to last music block. I realized, well, the thing is, before I made too little music for my last playlist, and now I think I've made too much. I hope the person in waiting doesn't get mad, because I've got two songs that I really need to play for personal reasons after this, but I don't see anyone in here, so hopefully I'll be fine. Hopefully. This is first Block B's Nilili Mambo from their album Blockbuster. Very good. Actually, how I first got into this song was there was this one short video. If anyone can remember the webcomic Homestuck, that definitely, it's not as popular as it used to be. Man, I'm walking down memory lane a lot here. Help me out here. But it's... But they had a really cool video with, like, the characters and, like, the song. And I wasn't into it, but I had a lot of friends who were. So, like, I got, like, to vicariously live through the fandom as I was just, like, animating in the corner. But still great. Another one. Actually, I didn't realize this was Warren until, like, I realized. Courtney Barnett's Pedestrian at Best. And from the disc, another relatable title. Sometimes I think it sit and think, and sometimes I just sit. I honestly relate. The next one, next two, is coming up next. I hope you enjoy. Maybe I can sneak in one more song. If someone comes in, I'll like, what you doing? And I'm like, I'm sorry. Well, here we go. But I have two more songs to play, and hopefully they do not mind. But anyway, I hope the people who are listening do.
にしてきたやつに。